All right, guys, what's up? Welcome back to Average Takes. Holy shnikes, I haven't said that in a long time.
Are we really here? Are we really here? Somebody pinch me.
Welcome back. Trevor, how you doing, buddy?
What's going on? How's everything?
Well, if you can't tell, we are in a completely new studio, revamped. It kind of looks the same, but different. Same, same, but you're seeing a lot of the same things in different places.
Correct.
It's Studio 1.5.
I think this is like Studio 3.0.
Yeah.
No, it's like 2.5.
Well, we started out of all of our own bedrooms.
Yeah.
So that could be 0.5.
Sure.
Because you're throwing 1.5 in there.
Okay.
Oh.
Sorry. Wait a minute.
Oh, brother.
And then?
Then we moved into the actual podcast studio.
Yep.
Then we went to the motorhome.
Then we went to the motorhome.
Yeah.
Does that make it another 0.5?
No, we didn't move properties. So
we didn't move property. We lied. We told everyone we were in Arizona for betting purposes.
I think that's
a 0.5.
That is a 0.5. That has to be a 1 then because we moved states.
Yeah, we moved so into a whole
1.5.
I mean, you guys did a podcast by yourselves
in Arizona.
And I was in Mexico.
Yeah. All time.
I did a podcast by myself in Arizona.
I almost died that night.
Hey, what are you almost ate me?
Oh yeah. There's been a lot of homes for Average Sakes, but this is the next.
Yep.
We won't say it's the final.
I will never say it's the final. We could be in a goddamn
a bus.
No.
Dude Perfect. I was thinking Dude Perfect style warehouse.
Factory?
A factory.
Okay.
The Rob Dyrdek Fantasy Factory. And I still wouldn't say we're done. Wow. Will we ever get there?
To the moon.
Who knows?
Average Takes to the moon.
But Average Takes is back. It has been 6 months since our last upload, damn near.
Wow.
We're back. A lot of things happen. You see, we're in a whole new studio.
Padres lost some guys, gained some guys.
Padres lost in the playoffs. Dodgers won the World Series.
That was all within 6 months.
All that?
I'm not too sure. The Chiefs went back for an opportunity at a three-peat, loss to the Eagles. Yeah, Chiefs-Eagles Super Bowl. We talked about that before. That's why we skipped all of that. This football season, we saw beforehand. We said, man, we've seen this outcome. Chiefs-Eagles Super Bowl doesn't matter.
Yep.
We're here to talk Padres exclusively.
Yep. Back to our heart, the heart and soul.
Back to the heart and soul of Average Takes. I mean, we've kind of reached our boundaries a little bit, stepped out of the boundaries. I think football was a little too much trying to do two a day or two a week football.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows where this place goes or this thing goes, but we're exclusively bringing you Padre content right now.
Boom.
We bring the boom. Yeah, not
that's
five just, big boom.
That's, that's Padres exclusive. That deserves a boom.
Well, if you are here returning, thank you guys for returning, listeners. If you are new, I am Bob. Next to me is Roman in the middle and Shinny on the end or Trevor when I get mad.
Trevor.
Damn it, Trevor.
Are you shitting me, Trevor?
A lot of more names where that comes from.
Yep. You will see a lot of new figurines if you end up staring off in the distance. A lot of new things behind us. I think Roman knocked this guy off centric when he sat down, but we'll fix that later.
I'll do that guy.
Who would do that?
But with new additions come subtractions, and in that same thing, we might have lost some things on the way, the move. So do the Padres. As over Shenny's shoulder is what I was getting to, I see a Ha-Seong Kim bobblehead sitting right next to Shenny's face.
Take it down.
His removable helmet falls at the same time as
done.
See, I think shattered 100 pieces.
Did it?
No, that was plastic helmet. It should be fine.
That's how quick I move on to the next. You lose someone,
you gain someone, but you also are losing. We lost quite a few guys this offseason, the Padres did. Speaking of Ha-Seong Kim, goes to the Rays. I think he had a two-year deal. There was no chance in the world I think the Padres were going to match that or beat that offer. So congratulations to him for moving on. Jerkson Profar.
Yep, see ya.
One of the Average Takes favorite players. We called him Rick for, I think, years. Rick Profar, he was one of our favorites. Absolutely brought a different mentality, a different mindset to each game. It could be a random Tuesday night in April or a Friday night in September. Jerkson Profar is going to be there, and he's going to bring the heat. He's going to make sure you respect him and also the team and the game of baseball. So I was a huge and am still a huge Jerkson Profar fan. Got a great deal.
3 years, right?
Three years. Yeah. Like,
he's going to underperform his deal. I think it's 33 for 60, right? 20 a year.
Something like that. Yeah, it's, 360.
It's not 20 a year exactly. It's like 12, and then he gets a lot more on the back end.
Yeah,
he
earned 18. It, I mean, earned it.
Yeah, I mean, he's a top prospect for about 10 years and then finally had his breakout season.
It's crazy how it was exclusively with the Padres.
Yeah, yeah. He played his best ball with Bob Melvin's Padres, which was sucked. And then now with Mike Schilt Padres.
I mean, exclusively with the Padres. He, in the middle of the Padres stint, went to the Rockies. The Rockies is a far easier stadium per everyone in baseball to hit in than Petco Park.
And he underperformed.
He was released.
He was the worst player in MLB. Yeah.
He got released.
Yeah. Nerd
Padres picked him back up, signed him to a one-year deal, $1 million, got a nice one.
Yeah, all-star year.
You know, revamped. Did we bring him on for one more one-year deal, or was that it? It wasn't one. It was $1 million, and then last year we re-signed him.
Same thing.
One for one again.
Yeah.
When he first got to the Padres, it was like 2 for 20 or 3 for 20 or something like that.
Yeah. And then I don't remember his Rockies deal. But nonetheless, he signs with Atlanta. Atlanta gets a great one. He is a great not only teammate, but I would say baseball player.
What a team to go to.
What a team. I mean,
there's probably a little strategy behind that. I think there's a little strategy behind it.
It's competition.
Knowing you can probably face the Padres in the playoffs. If he feels slighted. I don't know if he feels slighted at all or anything, but I've heard that the Padres never made an offer towards them.
That I don't think they did. They didn't have the funds to make an offer towards them. Because I bet you if the Padres matched that or came very close to matching that, he would have accepted that deal in a heartbeat. He loves it.
I heard we were millions of dollars off.
I don't think we even threw a boot in a shoot.
Yeah. But he was going to be a tough one to bring back. He had like a career year, like we said. And usually guys like this who have a career year, it's very hard to replicate or even get better. But some guys do it. And he's on a great team with tons of protection. So it's not like he's going to be a superstar in Atlanta. He's probably the fourth, sixth best player.
But he's just an addition.
But he's going to do exactly what... He did this past couple years with the Padres. He's going to be a little bit deeper in the lineup, but a protection bat. And that's what he serves great as. He's great at working at bats and counts. That's what he's awesome at. He's awesome at getting in the heads of the opponents pitching to be, I mean, one of the great comebacks we had this year was in that Washington series with him getting in the middle of everything. He's a big part, and I think that's a huge loss for us overall. Morale-wise, stats-wise, just what he does on the field.
We just as Padre fans, we kind of have to hope we don't miss him, you know? Like, other guys have stepped up where we don't really see
profile. You hope, and I mean, you kind of saw like a transition year last year where, I mean, yeah, Profar was great, but then you look to right next to him. You saw Jackson Merrill.
Yeah.
You know, the Padres are, you know, we lost Juan Soto. Padres traded Juan Soto last offseason for Michael King and a couple of young guys who we might see this season. Actually, Randy's going to be one of those in the rotation. But we were lacking a lot of great MLB teams have a three-headed monster.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just where the league is right now. You have, your lineup is scary because you have three guys who you could, one, put anywhere throughout the order, and two, in any situation or circumstance, they could go yard and close that gap of a lead or take the game over.
Yeah.
Padres lacked that. And then all of a sudden, a kid who had never played the outfield.
Yeah. Rookie of the year.
Rookie of the year, runner up.
No.
Runner up.
I mean, rookie of the year in our hearts and all of San Diego's hearts and all the Padre fans' hearts. And all
baseball's hearts.
And a lot of baseball hearts, but sometimes you don't win those awards.
Well, it's kind of hard.
It is kind of hard.
Kind of hard to play all year, especially when you have no hype around your
name.
There's
nothing he could have done more.
No.
You can't, and that's one thing that sucks.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's like, what could I have done more? Like, dude, you just had one of the best rookie seasons, and for one, you to never play the outfield, let alone center field, which is one of the hardest positions in baseball.
Yeah.
He did it great.
I mean, he didn't have schemes, is won the College World Series, number one overall pick. There's a hype around Paul Skenes.
There was a storyline to follow with Paul Skenes, and he landed.
Jackson Merrill has no one heard of him. When Preller picked him in the first round in 20.
He was a small little shortstop, skinny kid.
From Maryland. From
high school.
So performance to performance.
People have heard about Paul Skenes.
The only way Skenes won is because of his name.
That's
what you're saying.
I would not say only reason, but performance to performance, I would say, looking at both seasons, they are both absolutely phenomenal.
Yes.
But
so the only thing to put it to was Skenes' name's bigger.
Yes, but he had a terrific season.
He did, but
like, for coming up,
he played like
on the worst games, team,
technically.
Yeah, he didn't play the full season. That's one thing that you could contradict against him. But at the same time, why I throw contradict is because that's not his fault. Well,
I mean
the team
best ability is availability. So.
Oh, that's not the case in this situation. The team had held him down in the minors, and he got pulled up to the major leagues. And what he did from the day he got pulled up to the day the season ended was fantastic.
Yeah.
No, and
he's good, and
I do not have a problem with them picking Skenes.
No, but obviously we show a little bias towards Jackson Merrill,
and of course I would show my bias for Jackson Merrill.
But I have bias for Skenes too. Semi
Skenes is the right pick.
Why?
He has a hot girlfriend.
Skenes is the right pick, and I would say Jackson is the right pick if he won.
Yeah,
you know, because that's how good I can't argue for Skenes to not be the rookie of the year, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, hopefully in about 5-10 years, we look back and go,
holy shit, what an argument this started, because both of these guys have been fucking fantastic.
Yeah, but most people don't remember rookie of the years, you know? Like,
that is not really a stat you want to remember.
No.
There's other things you would really like to remember.
Yeah, and... Correct. I like when Jackson Mead talks to the media.
Yeah, because that wasn't a focal point of his season at one point whatsoever.
Yeah, never.
Like,
so he says.
He's focused on winning, and I believe him.
So. I mean, I'm not going to call him a liar.
I'm not going to call him a truther either.
Well,
another one we lost.
That's crazy.
I think this big hit is Luis Rise. Do we do it?
No,
I thought we. Never mind.
Yeah, I guess we lost him to first base because he was a second baseman. We lost him. He's a first baseman now.
Exclusively.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying.
And Jake's playing second now.
Yeah.
So
that's what I was
he
saying.
Did. We did.
We lost the second
that was a significant loss. I think it's a significant upgrade. To be honest, I think Jake Cronenworth is top 5 second baseman MLB.
The Cronzone?
Yep. He should have never played first.
I'm hoping he could find something.
I think he's too athletic to play first base.
I'm hoping he could find his touchback.
The numbers and analytics all look better when he's at second base. You put him at first, he's not a first base like hitter. He's good at defense, and his hitting numbers at second base are above average. So his value will technically go up.
I might just title this podcast, "Will the Padres Trade Luis Arraizo?" Just because of Roman.
He might be gone. We don't know.
You never know. We might wake up in the morning.
Preller's going to fucking make a trade right after this podcast ends.
There is a very strong possibility there is a Preller trade
went already.
By the time.
Oh, you've been hearing rumors?
Opening
That's
day.
That's why I thought he went.
Who did you hear? Who did you hear him? We're getting. Who did you hear we're getting?
Money.
Just money?
Money?
Yeah.
No.
Player to be named later.
I'm not trading Luis Rice for money.
Nah.
Yep. It's going to be like the Babe Ruth story all over again.
We should trade him at the deadline, though, because he doesn't really.
It all depends on what we're doing.
$20 million to get singles. Just don't. I might. I will. But I don't want to.
What if we win the World Series this year?
Let's let him go. We can be the Cubs. 2016 heroes and then gone forever.
Gone forever. Off a cliff.
Chris Bryant gone. Anthony Rizzo
off
gone.
A cliff. I've always said that.
I don't care what. I don't care.
Immediately point. After.
Yeah.
Nothing else matters.
I want to go from first to worst and then get the number one overall pick in the draft.
I want to get that feeling again. We got to start over.
Yeah. No, we've started over so many times.
No. If we win the World Series, fucking complete start over. I don't care.
Yeah, you can trade everyone except Tatis.
That's fine. And Merrill. That's fine.
No, not Merrill.
Yeah.
You'd rather have Merrill over Tatis.
I will take a World Series and then
that's
trade.
That's a question. No. That's
We're
a question.
We're not going to zoom over that right now.
Well, that's a question. I don't like having to pick.
Better yet, we got them both.
I don't like having to pick.
All right, whatever.
We got them both locked up for years.
But if you had to pick?
We got them both. We don't need to pick.
Yeah, I don't need to pick.
No, Bob, think about it.
I don't need to pick. They're...
Jackson Merrill's better than Julio Rodriguez.
Jackson Merrill is going to be, bold prediction, MVP.
Wow.
I know everyone's thinking Tatis. Everyone's calling Tatis here. Give me Merrill.
No. You know who it's going to be.
Give me Merrill.
Ohtani, Soto, Freddie Freeman, Mookie Betts. He'll never be a Padre.
It would be one of them.
It will never be a Padre.
We'll see.
Never.
That's unfortunate.
Seeing crazier shit. There has been a Padre MVP.
Never. We'll never see a Padre.
Luis Arraez will be MVP of the Padres.
We just lost him 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, what the hell happened?
He's back.
Okay, get right back on track. Because Roman
was about the
Roman,
time last year.
Roman
when we
threw me
for,
so far off.
Yeah, this was about the time last year we traded for Dylan Cease. And
yeah,
Preller has been known to make a move right before the season starts the last 4 years.
Yeah.
A decent
So what's
move.
The move this time?
I think someone's
Well, there's
gone.
A couple. There's a couple guys. I'm not exactly 100% sure who all of them are, but I know a guy like Iggy Rosario. Out of options, and we've basically heard who has made the Padres team.
Yeah,
and he is not one of those names.
Nope.
So I could definitely see him being traded.
He get traded. He's
what is he worth?
I think he's too good
to
cut.
You throw a package deal.
Package deal.
Yeah, it's not just
Peralta
ever a one one.
Peralta's worth a fucking bag of dicks too.
He costs a lot of money though for a bag of dicks.
I think Rosario has a lot more potential than the Padres have time for.
What does that even mean?
We're
that
now
means
now.
He's not ready now?
That's a project we don't have time for. Maybe
like
the
CJ
White Sox
Abrams.
Could give them 500 at-bats.
It's like CJ Abrams, James Wood.
That makes sense.
Yeah, but way later in his development and not as good.
Yeah.
Because when you're out of options, you're kind of screwed.
Or DFA'd.
You take whatever's given.
Well, teams aren't likely going to trade for you because they know you have to cut them.
Yeah, you're going to be gone in about 48 hours. That's
There's no out. Reason for me to trade for a guy that I know in 24 hours. You, by law in MLB, have to put him on waivers for anybody to claim and just take.
I don't know when they make those decisions or moves, but it could be – tonight, could be tomorrow morning. I don't know. Because Tyler
Wade's gone. Official rosters has to be set like 8 a.m. Thursday morning.
8 a.m.?
Yeah, I want to say it was on opening day last year that we finally got the official roster.
The last fucking second.
Yeah.
That's how it probably works. Genius.
But I mean, a lot of these guys know beforehand because they were still showing up to the last spring training game. So a veteran, when they sign a minor league deal, gets a lot of opt-outs. Yeah. Because if you're not pulling them up, they could opt out, become a free agent, and say, hey, guys, I just did this. Like, who's going to sign me? That makes sense. And so
a lot of opportunity
in baseball. There's four levels of minor leagues before you even get to the majors. Okay. So a lot of opportunity. But guys like Jose Iglesias.
Padre.
He made the team. But the reason we know he made the team is because he's on a veteran minor league deal where the last Sunday before spring is over is the very last day to opt out. So the reason we saw Jose, we saw
Maldonado, Yuli Gurriel.
And Yuli Gurriel, there you go. It's because they would have opted out if they hadn't made the team. Okay. It's because that's just how those deals work, is that they'd rather try to get on a team that's going to give them opportunity. Yeah. So in fact that they were there Monday shows that they had been informed that they had made the team. Okay. So then that's when you get reporters reaching out to their agents like, hey, I seen that he was at the game. At the field today? Did you hear anything? Like, why didn't he opt out? Is there any other people looking? No, we were informed. We made the team. So that's when reports started to get leaked. The Padres bench is the weakest thing they have.
Yeah, I hope we don't have to use it.
It starts with catcher. Martin Maldonado did not, in fact, bat his weight last year.
The last 4 years, I think.
But more specifically last year. I think he had a 190 or maybe a 162.
We just sent down the catcher. What's that going to mean?
Luis Campuzano.
Sent him down.
That was our big loss. You're right. You're right.
That Luis is what I was talking about.
Oh, see? Now we're putting two and two together.
Yes, I was just confused the last names.
Our big top prospect.
Finally made it.
Luis Campuzano. Yeah. That makes sense. Wow. All
right, my bad.
Okay, we just brought the conversation full circle back.
Full circle back, my bad.
He's been bad for years.
He has never lived up to the potential. And, you know, prospects are prospects. That's what they truly are. You never really know. Because I bet you back in the day, Preller made the choice, keep Mejia or Campuzano. And I don't think Mejia is doing any much better.
No. But we let his value weed out where now before, he has no value.
Yes, we have wasted.
We're stuck with
the prospect level.
Yeah, we're just stuck with him.
He is no longer an asset via prospect status.
Yeah, we can't just throw him in a trade and be like, look at that trade. That trade was good.
And remember former top prospect?
Yeah, Luis Campuzano. He's just going to get traded now for nothing.
I think we should have kept Alfaro.
Alfaro was out of baseball last year.
I know, but he was good.
I think he actually signed a minor league deal this offseason. Was it the Red Sox again?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen
Nobody likes him, so he must not be that good. But he was kind of good on the Padres, I guess.
Clutch on the
He body. Had good moments. I don't know if he was technically good.
But yeah, it was clutch moments. He had clutch moments. Yeah. There's throughout the season, you continuously watch baseball, you will find guys like this.
And that's the guy we need. We need clutch.
So you fall in love with guys like that. I remember a guy like Ryan Shemp, a little ass second baseman who popped off 24 bombs for the Padres 1 year.
Yeah.
We signed him to a nice deal.
I love those guys.
Never really played
that's
again.
That's why we fell in love with Kim. Kim went crazy our first year. Just a little guy.
And he didn't go crazy.
I never fell in love with him.
After that.
I'll admit it.
I fell in love with him just on name alone.
No.
Never fell in love.
On his performance.
Wusa Go sounded way better than
Wusa Go. Name potential.
Yeah.
Was literally on a prospect rating 80.
He probably got additional boosted ratings because of his name.
I so wanted him to be good.
Yeah. I don't even think he's made an MLB pitch.
I think we traded him to Miami. I think they cut him.
Yeah.
Back to
Korea.
No.
I let you choose.
I'm pretty sure it was in the KBO.
I let you choose. Yeah. I let you choose. No. Padres also sustained another loss. Tanner Scott. This one, I think, hurts me
personally.
Like, this one should hurt our boys personally.
It's just fuck you. That's all it is.
It's fuck you, back chaser. I understand.
No, I have no remorse towards him. The team he's playing on is just fuck you. That's it.
I don't.
Fuck you.
I don't remember who it was, but there was a player who took less money to go to the Dodgers. I want to say it was him.
It's fades on site.
He went to the Dodgers?
Yeah.
Tanner Scott is the Dodgers closer.
Blake Snell.
Why are we making deals with the Dodgers? Why is fucking.
We're not.
Kirby Yates.
He left. He's a free agent. Walked. The Dodgers signed so many guys this offseason.
So many guys.
And what the Padres do?
Zero.
Nothing.
And we're going to whoop their ass all year.
This podcast trying to tell you our subtractions. We haven't got to the additions. There's about three.
Yeah. All legends.
There's three that, like, really are meaningful.
Legends.
We're running last year's team back minus Profar, minus Joe Musgrove.
Yep. Plus Kyle Hart.
When does Joe come back?
Not this year. Tommy John all year. Gone? Tommy John gone.
Him and Garrett Cole, see ya.
Are you shitting me?
Tommy John gone for season.
Yep. We're fucked.
How's you doing? He's almost
hurt.
You's hurt right now.
Oh, no.
Keep asking. How's Cease doing? Hurt.
I saw Michael King on the face of the fucking
hurt.
Picture.
He's hurt now, too.
No, Shane's lying to you.
Michael King was on the face of the fucking plaque. Or the,
isn't King postcard. Opening day starter?
Yeah.
And then Cease.
He slept on his pillow wrong, though, tonight, and he's not going to be able to start.
Breaking news.
Cease doing good?
Cease is doing good. Had a great last start in spring. They've been rumors having it that we're going to trade him.
Oh, my God.
But with Darvish down, there's just, like, no possible way we trade him. We don't have as much depth.
Who else we got? Matt Waldron?
Waldron hurt. Starting the season on the IL.
That's what I thought you said. Not Michael King. My bad.
Who else?
No, Randy Vasquez traded from the Yankees to the Padres. He will be our
fourth starter.
I think game three.
No. Game three is.
No, game three is TBD right now. Game four is.
Yeah, but we should get rid of him.
I just saw a report today that his spring training fastball was a 96.1.
Yeah. So in baseball very terms, bad. That's called Bobby Slow Balls now.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and not good.
96 is BP in MLB. 96 BP.
Especially when you're a one-pitch closer. They said he was experimenting
that's what
he was
with – last year, how many home runs off of him?
Now? Well –
felt like he's, a lot of tanks on
him. He wasn't as good as the year before.
Prior.
Correct. But
so we need a new closer.
Estrada. We have our bullpen's probably our strongest asset.
Yeah. 100%.
Really good. I trust the bullpen.
We got guys up and down in the farm. Wow. I love the bullpen.
We have Tyler Estrada, is that what you said?
No, that's a crazy name. I don't know how you know that name, but not Luis Camisano.
That's a catcher.
Tyro's not a catcher. Said
that. We have Estrada.
Oh,
Jeremiah,
and he'll be record dirty
15 swinging something in
strikeouts.
A row.
All right, beast.
I definitely think he could be the next closer.
Can and he's cheap.
I think Jason Adam,
expensive, gone next year.
Yeah, free agent this offseason.
And Maury Hone, really good.
Maury Hone's been good.
Love him.
I thought they were going to experiment him as a starter this year again.
Yeah,
I think he's the eldest player.
Is he good now?
I think
so.
Like, what do you mean? Is he good?
I feel like we say this every fucking.
He's a reliever, so yeah, it's hard to be. It's hard to be a good. I mean, he had a good last year.
And then break.
He had a good season last year.
Yeah, he's not a starter. Twice.
No.
Well, he was really good.
He was really good last year.
Right. We have Matt Carpenter.
No.
No way.
I think he's a coach at high school now.
Yeah. He fucking batted with no gloves on. That's insane.
Yeah. Bullpen's good though. Bullpen's nasty. So, I think he did pitch on the Padres too.
Zandia shortstop.
Zandy is shortstop. In fact,
is shortstop.
Comeback season. Comeback season.
Worst second base.
Short.
Cronenworth
second base.
Yes.
Luis Arias first base.
Yep.
Manny Machado.
Who's left in that?
Wow, edition number one. Ding dinger. Another addition, Roman. You hit it on the head. Jason Hayward.
Cardinal legend, Cub legend, Astro legend.
Jason Hayward is, in fact, I could pull up his age.
He's 37.
If you get the...
I feel like I've heard that name for so many years. He's on Washington.
Our first sponsor, San Diego Union Tribune, has... Cubs, all Cardinals. Of the Padres roster, Astros. Position previews on the sports page, baseball previews. Where did the full team go?
We are not that old, I promise.
Jason Hayward, opening day age 35.
Yeah, 2 years off.
He's 6'5", 240. Will make $1 million in 2025. Another bonuses can be added for $250,000. 2024, key stats, Roman, listen up. He had a 2.11 average.
Bad.
A 2.88 OBP.
Can't bat his weight.
A 4.12 slug. 10 homers, 37 RBIs, 33 runs, 22 walks, 53 strikeouts, 5 steals in 87 games, 258 plate appearances.
And a World Series ring. Shit.
No way.
Yep.
Yep. Was, in fact, a part of the Dodgers organization the last couple seasons.
Why is he going to do anything for us?
What will Jason Hayward do in 2025?
The trade is here soon.
What did you just say? 211, 10 bombs, 30. I'll go 209, 8 bombs, 32 RBIs, 25 walks. His walks are going to go up by about three.
By three. Yep.
How many games played?
He said 87. Let's go
69.
69 is, in fact, the number of games that Nelson Cruz played for the Padres.
69 days, where I think you can cut this. Cut
over under 69. I saw that someone tweet that on Twitter. Over under 69. That's why how I knew all those stats.
Over.
I'm hammering.
You're hammering 69?
Tie. 69 tie. No. Yeah.
You're taking 69.5.
69th day of the season is when you can cut someone without... With guys who I don't know what it is, but there's a rule why it's that's the date.
So
it's like after June 1st.
Yeah, yeah. See ya. I don't know how long he'll last. Oscar Gonzalez, who
what's gonna suck is the guys that you're naming. They're gonna go rake in AAA because their AAA is a fucking and hitting bad.
Yeah, and opt out.
They're gonna be hitting 350 for the first month. Look what I did.
Oh, look what I can do.
Yeah, Connor Joe will stay, but. Oscar Gonzalez, yes.
Oscar Gonzalez had a great spring. He
had a good spring last year, too, I think.
I don't know.
Bad thing about having a good spring is it's kind of a lose-lose in a sense where you have a good spring, your numbers look good, but then the argument is you played A-ball guys who just got drafted, 18-year-olds. You have a good spring, you're fighting for a roster spot. Oh, you have options, so we can send you down. There's spring training is a lose-lose for kind of these type of players. And I don't look into spring training at all. I don't care if you have a good spring training. I don't care if you have shitty spring training. Once the season starts, that's when I start judging.
That's why I look into spring training.
That's how you get your looks. If you do bad in spring training, you're not going to see the field at all.
You have to look at underlying stats of spring training, like hard hit balls.
Some guys.
The swing speeds.
Can have shitty things, but they're working on something. And all of a sudden – They find it or they go back to what they're not working on and then it clicks for them. So.
That's what Gavin Sheets ended up doing this spring. He said him and the Padres staff made a couple of swing changes and then he had a great spring.
Yeah, when you see the ball well, you're seeing the ball well.
You have Gavin Sheets on our team?
Kevin Sheets has, in fact, made the major league team, has been contract purchase.
Long-time listener.
A major leaguer.
Been one of my favorite players for like 2 years.
This has been one of Shinny's players that he wanted Preller to go out and get. And then the White Sox released him at the end of the last season.
Yeah.
So you think he produces for our team?
I think I'm AJ Preller. Okay. I'm the puppet controller.
If what about Gavin Preller? Sheets has a great year. We have to say great call, Shinny. Because Shinny's been in my ear about Gavin Sheets.
I don't know why. This is my new guy.
Middle of the offseason, I would just pull up who is remaining free agents and name guys. And Shinny goes, the only name I like here, Gavin Sheets.
Gavin Sheets.
And then instantly, as soon as he signed, I was like, no fucking way. Shinny's going to be right all along. Gavin Sheets had a great spring. Padres are going to make Sheets
left-handed bat tools, country boy.
I think he's going to play a good percentage of the time this season.
Sometimes all it takes is just a change of scenery. Someone sees something a little differently, and it works for you, and you're like, holy shit, why have you been here my whole life?
And Schilt trusts his guys. Yeah. You saw Tony La Russa came out, vouched for Sheets, says you could win with that kid. Like, he is a winner.
And he probably beat some ass. He's like 6'5", 250.
Yeah, he's a big boy. Big boy.
He looks Luke Voigt, but he makes Luke Voigt look like small. Outfield, he's a
throwing DH. Things over here.
He's a DH?
Yeah, he's a hitter. That's what I call him, a hitter. He's a banger. He bangs.
Should be good.
So he's our starting DH, is what you're saying.
We don't know yet because
I don't think he'll be starting versus left-handed pitching for a little bit.
Yeah.
And with that being said, the Padres face Chris Sale game one.
And that's an easy Padres money line, my opinion. Chris Sale coming off NL Cy Young, probably the best year of his career. There's no way he's going to continue that momentum into this year.
Don't forget, Chris Sale also was hurt and was not able to play in the opening round of the playoffs versus the Padres last season.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
Revenge.
We fucked on the Braves last year.
Yeah,
fucked on.
We beat the Braves. That was
belt to ass then.
Yeah, it was belt to ass.
Belt to ass. Just
they're coming with a little bit of spice.
Yeah, they might be a little angry in Profar and their lineup.
Yeah, their lineup looks good, but guess what? This is San Diego. We belt to ass again.
Talking about lineups, let's go through it.
You walk into my trap, you don't take over nothing.
I think the lineup looks very similar to last year, but with some slight changes. Like, you will see Arise.
Number one.
Batting leadoff.
Rise. Okay. It should go Arise.
Number two.
Fernando Tatis.
Number three.
Jackson Merrill.
That is our first change. I
was expecting the Machado.
Jackson Merrill, you slide into the three spot.
Okay.
In front of Manny Machado, behind Fernando Tatis, lefty, righty. That is a four banger.
Okay.
Those are four guys coming at you to start this game, and every nine other time, not round fucking the
ring. And then right after Manny is Xander.
And you got Xander, who we are expecting to have
a rough spot in number
a
five.
Very comeback.
He's not top
season.
Three. He's not good.
Well, there might be a weird spot in this.
I can see how you can think that because that's probably a somewhat true.
Doesn't perform in this.
I bet you there's stats behind that because he's used to where he came from, Boston Red Sox, right, where he was
right
one of their guys. And guys, I'm pretty guys.
Sure right when he came over, when he first came over, he was down in the lineup and he was not doing well.
The thing he should think
I
about
don't think
is
he ever makes his moves his boy up past four unless it's a Manny off day.
Well, I wouldn't mind having Arias hit fifth and Xander can hit leadoff, but the contact ability of Arias is. It's too good, and Xander can get more RBI opportunities hitting fits.
If
Xander and Jackson,
Luis Arraez always starts the seasons off awesome. So if he's going to be batting a 400 clip for like 2 months, watch.
I know, but if the first four guys do what they're supposed to do, and Arraez comes in fifth and he's on fire, that's a lot of RBIs. I don't care if base hits doubles. That's a lot of RBIs.
You're hoping that Arraez gets a leadoff single, Tatis fucking doubles, two guys on.
That would be ideal, correct.
You know, like that's you're kind of hoping that by the time we get to the fifth, she's clear. There's one guy on maybe.
So Xander leadoff again.
Yeah, you know, like you're.
Like that.
But the five hole is semi-important.
Well, I'm really hoping Ben Sheets carries this over.
Ben Sheets, really. Milwaukee Brewers pitcher.
We're just, yeah.
Roman has never heard of that name.
Never in my life. You know, you get talking and names roll off the tongue. This is the first podcast back in 6 months.
So Ben Sheets at five, Xander at six.
Ben Sheets, Gavin Sheets.
I mean, yes, that would be ideal for the lefty-righty, but I think Xander's going to have a good year. 280 plus average.
What if I don't? I don't think Xander fits in our park.
Yeah,
his swing.
I think he's got one more in him. This is it.
Or he's gone.
He's not gone, but
he's gone halfway through the year.
We just will never be able to see an elite Xander Bogaerts ever again.
No, he's getting up there in age. He plays
after us and goes ham.
He can't. We signed him.
We signed him for an 11-year deal. Yeah, he's got nine left,
and he would never make the amount of money he's making here anywhere else.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be around for a while, but he plays one of the more difficult positions in the league.
Did it before.
But I think having an off season,
once you get older,
baseball players fall off a cliff. They're creatures of comfortability, like creatures of habit. So, him not saying it should have affected him at all, but him playing going to second in spring training, they kind of notified him.
Everything was whack last year. They did everything late.
Yeah.
They told Jackson he was playing center after he practiced right or left all off season. Day two, they go, hey, try out center.
Yeah.
The hell? Hey, Xander, day one, you're our second baseman. Hassan Kim is our shortstop. I don't understand why we did any of that.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand Jackson because you really needed a center fielder. We couldn't go get one. We didn't have
Victor Grish.
The capability. We traded Grisham.
With the swap in the middle.
Didn't make sense to me at all last year because Kim was going into a contract year. You had to think he was going to walk.
And did good at second base the year before.
Yeah, but you don't get as much money as a second baseman as you would as a shortstop.
But are we doing Kim a favor or looking at the overall best of the club?
No, I agree. We shouldn't be.
Because that to me looks more like a Kim favor.
Kim's defensive
if Kim went to them today, I'm not going to resign. You guys aren't using me as my position.
I understand that, but
Kim a favor or trade bait?
Well, we didn't trade him, so he was nothing.
Yeah, he walked.
True.
But
I just never understood that last year.
Well, he didn't perform,
coming off so the defensive season that possibly Kim had.
He ended up getting hurt, and then Xander went back.
That's why that idea didn't work. But before he got hurt, they were expecting him to perform well at shortstop so that they could trade him.
Maybe. I don't remember when he got hurt, but he was never going to get traded.
Really hope that someone shortstop went down who is a contender that you could flip them.
Yeah.
Because then that's when they'll pay good money for a. So, I mean, I can see where Preller was looking at, but
Xander Bogaerts is a shortstop. And so I think having an offseason where he's focused on that, he said. And I don't know when to believe when people say this because every fucking athlete says this, but he's in the best shape of his life.
He said he ran his ass off. He said he ran until he couldn't stop running anymore. Marathoned it.
He lost like 15 pounds. Yeah, he's skinnier for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I really hope he does have a good season because we need it. The Padres need him to be the Xander Bogaerts that
he's a doubles machine.
And how's his wrist or shoulder or whatever that surgery?
It's been both. Back to back years.
We don't know.
He had surgery on. They're supposed to be good.
Probably going to flare up soon.
But yeah, I saw a brace on then camp. So I don't know if that's just a precautionary brace now that he wears every day or what. But
he should link with Evo Shield or something. Just have it cast. Something that keeps your wrist in that position where when you hit the ball, your wrist doesn't move.
That's around number seven.
So, Shinny only said that Hayward's going to play for 87 games. 69 games, whatever. Who else plays left?
They can put anyone out there, I guess. UG.
I guess we can get back to that when we finish the lineup now.
Yeah. I mean, opening day will probably be Hayward because no other left fielders, I feel like, on the roster.
No, and unless they're scared of all the lefties and you start Lockridge.
Sheets can play outfield too, though.
I don't think we saw a lick of it in spring.
Not good, but he can play outfield first base.
I know, but I just don't think we saw any during spring. Usually if you play it during, or if the team imagines using you out there at any point, you would see them in one spring training game out there.
Yeah. I don't know where he's practicing. Maybe first base. I don't really know, but
yeah, he was playing most first base DH all spring.
Yeah. I mean, that's what he is, I think, but he can play outfield.
He could be a placeholder out there
for a game for 9 innings. For sure. I'll trust him
for sure. But if you tell me we need a long-term,
I'm not thinking long-term. I'm thinking 162 games.
I'm thinking, hey, someone just got tossed arguing balls and strikes.
Yeah.
Sheetsy. Finish the game out.
Can anybody play outfield?
Right.
Joe Musgrove runs out there.
Well, we've seen him. Yeah. In the like extra innings.
Left fielder.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Boy, that'd be sick.
Luis Reyes can play out there. He's played there.
Yuck. No.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's
I'm true. Surprised we never saw Jake try it. I mean, he's worked every infield spot.
What
so.
About Wade? Wade's
there. Tyler Wade, I think, has officially lost the Padres bench spot.
Or he's going to be an Angel again.
You never know. A team could take a waiver on him. Or he could accept the AAA and hang out with those guys. Because, I mean, he is a huge fan of the ball club. Like, he is one of those atmosphere guys. He is a huge team morale guy.
Yeah.
Like, he might not be the greatest on field, but he was a huge team morale guy. So, I mean, he could take the outright option.
Could
take the
I'm sure
AAA
would.
Rehab.
Still got to get paid, right?
Still got to get paid. Yeah. You don't want to retire. No. If the Padres offer it, I bet you he takes it.
He got signed like $1 million. He's got $1 million just to play AAA. I'm sure he'll do it.
Yeah.
One more 100%. Year. One more year.
100%. Might as well.
I got one more in me.
Yeah. But we did leave off on Xander Bogaerts on the 5. Going to 6. Is that where you put Sheets at in an everyday lineup DH?
Cronenworth.
Oh, 6 is Cronenworth.
6 is Crony. I thought 8 would be Crony.
7 is Sheets.
Yeah. 8 is Diaz. 9 can be Hayward Lockridge.
Luis Diaz?
Yeah, Roman Diaz.
I don't like Jake that high. I want him to start lower. I think that's good for him.
8, 9, I think.
No. I mean, we get what's worth out of him at 8-9.
At 6, though?
Yeah. 6, I think, is a great spot for him.
6-7 all
year. Second 3 hole.
6-7. He flirts.
Yeah.
Up and down. 6-7, 6-7.
7, I think, is perfect for Sheets if he's going to be in the lineup. But I don't like the lefty-lefty-lefty Hayward.
I mean, who's our DH game Sheets. 1 if Sheets he's the lefty, though?
Probably Diaz. They'll do catcher.
Chilt does not run double catcher.
Yeah, I don't ever do that either, but that's an option. I mean, you can put Lockridge there, but then you waste.
And then you get rid of your
pinch runner in the ninth inning. So he probably will, but he's going to look ugly, and then the fans are going to hate him. The Twitter fucking stews. Oh, my God.
Yeah, because I don't
Gavin
think.
Gavin Sheets is over four strikeouts against the reigning Cy Young.
Oh, it's Yuli. Duh, I'm an idiot. Yuli Gurriel.
His name doesn't even register in my brain yet.
It should, because he is making the roster, folks. As much as it pains a lot of Padre fans, first baseman. 3-time
World Series champion, 2-time or something like that.
World Series champion, the guy who made that face at Yu Darvish.
He's going to play
for us. You don't have to say that.
Well, it was a topic this offseason. They talked about
we're
it.
We're over it. Yu's over it. He told me.
Yeah, he said it. He will be DH, I think, versus lefties.
And I don't think he's good. So
I don't think he's good either. Over under 69 games.
Carried by the Astros.
Over under 69 games.
He's a part of the fucking trash
can. He wasn't technically a part of the trash can, I guess, but he came in 2018. Crazy coincidence, rookie year.
A couple of years.
He's old Cuban. He's like 37, too.
Yeah. He is 40.
40?
40.
Yes.
He's 40?
He's an old Cuban.
40.
He debuted in 2018.
Why do you want a 40-year-old DH?
He debuted like 31, 32.
If you would have offered me, you would have thrown him on the Padres in like 2021, I would have been hyped. 2022, but
Martin Maldonado probably is the reason why we signed him. He was on the Astros too.
I don't think he made the cut on here.
Yeah.
What happened to him?
He was on the Astros with Gurriel.
Did he make the cut on our team?
Yep.
Yeah, unfortunately.
So we have Elias Diaz, Martin Maldonado, Luis Campizano, and...
No, Campizano got sent down.
He's in AAA. He's our Austin Hedges, technically.
Juan Nunez got sent back. Did you see that?
Yeah.
We had a Rule 5 guy all spring.
Yeah, not good. I don't know if he's good. I didn't watch.
Wasn't good enough to make the roster.
Yeah, wasn't good enough to catch my eye.
Yeah. Send him back.
He was with the Orioles, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he's I'm not a fan of Yuli.
An all-star this year.
Who?
He'll probably be an all-star this year.
Yuli Gurriel?
No. The guy who we sent
back. Oh, guy we sent back. No. No. Maybe a triple-A all-star. I really hope Yuli doesn't make doesn't last more than like 60 games.
69.
Well, he won't be better than Eric Hosmer. I can guarantee you that.
You were his number one fan.
Wow. Wow.
He won't be better.
He won't be.
No. So that
you heard it here, folks. Yeah.
You
heard it
here, folks. Yeah, that's you guys the judge, but
what season of Hosmer? Padre only.
Yeah, Padre only, all of them.
He won't have another season than one of Eric Hosmer's seasons.
He won't beat any statistic of Eric Hosmer's in his whole Padre career. Won't have anything higher or better.
Wow. All right. You heard it here, folks. Keep your eyes and ears peeled.
Yeah, and I'm hating on a four-year-old man. Sorry.
Wow. Wow.
Go up.
You won't get to start over Luis. Luis DHs.
He's playing first base. Luis- He's not a DH this year. He's first baseman for the Padres.
Yeah. I thought we lost him.
His body can do that. No, we lost Luis Campizano.
Oh, you're back. You're back.
You're back.
You're out of it for a second.
Trick the brain.
Up the names. My bad.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah. Jason Hayward. 69 games.
I definitely see Hayward in the 9 hole. If he's anywhere.
Yeah.
Where was he playing in spring, actually? He was 8?
In that one lineup I saw, he was 8.
And what happened to Connor Joe?
Who was 9?
Triple A. 9 was...
Connor Joe has a couple options, so...
9 was Maldonado.
9 was Maldonado. I don't like Maldonado. I'm going to say it here. First, for all of you listeners...
He's just like a Yachty Molina. That can't hit.
That can't even do...
We need that on our team. People.
They have Hayward batting before Gurriel.
Hayward's.
Oh, you have the lineup's out already?
No, I'm just reviewing spring.
7 through 9 is 3 outs.
And we can't have that.
No.
We can't have that.
Well, you want to put Jake there, but then that means 6 is going to free out. 7's a free out.
No, because I like Sheets.
Jake isn't necessarily a free out, but he can be a free out.
Can be. Last year was a free out.
No, wasn't decent. Up. Was better than Popped the year up. Before. Was better than the year before.
Was he?
Yes.
He has like stints.
I hate that. You need to consistent.
That's the name of the game.
Need the Crohn's on that.
That is the name of the game.
With you, Darvish, correct. Being sidelined to start the year, we are flirting with a rotation that I'm very scared of. King Cease to start the rotation.
Who know?
Okay.
If we win 2 out of 3 games, that's all we need.
I think it's a 4-gamer to start the year, right?
2-2 is fine then.
And then you have Randy Vasquez. You have Kyle Hart.
Gabriel. What would you say? What's the guy's name?
Gabriel?
Arias?
The Mexican guy.
Randy Vasquez.
No, the other one. The one that throws heaters, I guess.
You threw me off.
Keep going.
Jose Berrios?
No, not a Padre.
Ben Sheets?
He's a fucking...
Yeah, he's probably a reliever. Bobby Fastballs? Did you talk about Suarez?
But we were trying out Stephen Kolick. He's the one who throws pretty... Heat, if that's who you're referring to. But I don't think he is making the starting rotation to start the year.
Shouldn't. Not that good. Had a good spring, but not that good.
I think he's going to end up being pretty nice. He had a decent year last year, second half.
Yeah, but everybody had a good second half in the pods.
True, but as a reliever, it's hard to have
good. Oh, the guy who threw 15 strikes.
Estrada.
Yeah, he's
a closer.
Oh.
Reliever. Yeah, reliever. We're hoping for him to be a closer reliever. One day.
We don't know. We're going to have...
I'm not hoping for him to be a starter. He does 15.
We're hoping for him to be a closer one day. No.
Yeah, we don't need him to be a starter.
No?
No.
Who else are we throwing in the rotation? I'm missing a guy.
Yeah, we don't know yet. Waldron was there, but he said he's hurt.
Yeah, Waldron's hurt. Where's AJ Casaville?
Oh, Maury Holm?
No.
He's really good.
Yeah. I don't know who the...
Pavetta game four. So right now Pavetta, it's
forgot King. About that's our signing.
That's another
our
signing.
Big signing. Shit.
That's our big offseason signing, Nick Pavetta. Pavetta. He's
forgot about Nick
Red
P.
Sox starter, Nick Pavetta.
Forgot
signed,
about Nicky P.
Basically a 2-year $20 million deal. This year is a 1-year $1 million deal. Kind of awesome. Second year is a $19 million deal. And the third year, I don't remember, but it's an opt-out clause and all sorts of things. But the big Padre signing of the offseason, Nick Pavetta.
Nick Pavetta.
Start the season. It's supposed to be
Blake Snell.
Supposed to be King, Cease, and then it was TBD, Pavetta, and then TBD.
Hart. Hart supposed to throw the 31st, whatever that is, fifth game.
Hart's going five against, slot and
yeah,
then
against
Vandy's
the Guardians.
Going three.
Yeah.
Randy Vasquez.
Because we get Nick Pavetta on Sunday Night Baseball for America to see his debut.
Absolutely beautiful.
Yep.
Absolutely.
And I can't believe we waited until like an hour into the
to
podcast
bring up our biggest signing.
To get into the Padres.
Yeah, that's
biggest
on us.
Signing.
That's on us listeners. That's on us.
Yep. We are new to this. Remember, six months off.
We forgot about him.
Nick Pavetta.
I have not. I've been watching tape and
what a sign.
I think he's gonna have a career year this year. I truly do. I think he will have an ERA under 4, and he hasn't yet.
Well,
in his bigs.
Hopefully. Really? Pecos hopefully going to treat him better.
Yeah.
Jump up in the roto.
I think
he's
the roto just
the
really.
Slot.
Yeah, he's a 3-slot guy.
4 is actually probably his slot. You can probably
you
go to 3.
We'll be back, and then Randy
that's
probably go down.
3 is the TBD.
Yeah.
Because you's probably going to be
yeah, that's
in a couple
slot.
Weeks.
That's you slot.
And that's a good top 4. Like, TE innings.
That's an awesome top 4. Awesome. And then you have guys who are going to battle the 5. If he's not doing well, you need an innings eater.
Yeah.
You know, we traded for what's his name last year? The older Martin Perez.
Oh, yeah. Martin Perez.
We traded for
Dog.
Martin Perez ate innings for us last year. He didn't, and he wasn't like a real high ERA guy with us.
No.
He had a really good second half where, yeah, he'd give up 3. But the Padres would figure it out sometimes. Also score 3. So it was like, hey, we're entering the 6th in a tie game. Like, you did your job.
Yeah.
And he had a couple of really solid games. Didn't make the playoff roster, unfortunately. He was used as a 5th starter innings eater guy. And he did a great job with that last year. But last year before that, we were experimenting with guys.
Yeah, and they stunk.
And that was bad. Our 5th spot for a while was a problem.
Yeah, Waldron was not good.
Waldron had days, outings.
But there was for a while, the 5th starter was like 1-15.
Yeah, for the Padres, the 5th starter was a problem until Martin Perez came in. So I'm going to be watching that 5th starter hard like a hawk. Because Kyle Hart is coming over from Japan. Is supposed to have fixed... his
Korea.
Problem.
Is it Korea or Japan?
No, I think he was Japan. I was watching some clips. Seems to be like a full team guy. Saw him on the dugout screaming at the other team, talking shit. So really hoping he buys in. Hopefully he has a good Padre career.
I think that's
and an MLB
the right
career.
Move for the way this roster is. He has the most experience. He's pitched in the big leagues before. Not saying that Kolek and the other, whoever we were just talking about, haven't, but... I think that's just the right move. Wolkolik's
the one who lost out. Everyone else, I mean, Waldron's hurt.
Yeah,
and then Randy hurt. Vasquez. I keep calling him Vandy.
Yeah. but yeah, Kyle Hart. I guess there's really no other choice.
We don't right now. Yeah. I think that Stephen Kolek looked the best, but he's also was a reliever exclusively last year. So I do think that the Padres are going to watch him. I don't know if he's on AAA or AA, but I think last year he was Rule 5, so we had to keep him.
Yeah.
And so he was really like our innings eater guy. Like he would be, if it's a, because sometimes in baseball you have where it's a fucking 8-0 game already, you bring out the dog, innings eater.
The guinea pig, yeah.
Yeah, the guy who
don't
just. Call,
don't put that guy as a dog.
Well, I would say dog as an innings eater, but I mean, it doesn't really matter the stats wise because the game's already kind of blown out of proportion.
Yeah. We don't really care about
your stats. Exactly.
Just go pitch.
Go pitch. Like, that's really. And then he ended up turning it on last year. Like, when the beginning of the year, he was god awful.
Horrible.
And he found something last year. And I think he ended up having a decent season, and he had a really good spring, and I think they want to keep him in the minors to have him stretch out a little bit.
Yeah, that's the right move.
You know, you need
a younger guy.
He's not a starter, wasn't developed as a starter, so you need to have him get innings and stretch out of games. You know, you don't want a guy who could only go 3 innings to start be your fifth starter.
Correct. And it that the only thing that I see that's, I guess, a negative about that is I would like him to work with Ruben in MLB, but obviously you just can't do that. Unfortunate, but
with the position the Padres are in and wanting to win, no, we don't have that opportunity anymore. We need guys who are.
I mean, he can. Everything's over kind of Zoom. I guess he watches film of how he pitched, but
I don't want my major league instructor watching minor league games.
Yeah.
If my coach watched tape on the boys, the guys who are, in fact,
in the road to,
maybe you're going to call them up, you know, or your guy goes down or, you know, maybe, maybe you do watch his tape, but you're not breaking down film, sitting there watching his practices. You're getting some things to work on, some highlights, and you're letting your other staff take care of it. I mean, you probably do that before you send him down.
Yeah.
You know, give him a couple pointers that he needs to work on, and then you let your other staff take care of it. You're, in fact, working the major league roster when it's time to play the game.
For sure. And I think it was Bob Melvin, but someone said it best. We don't have 26 guys. We use 50 guys.
Yeah, Bob Melvin did say that. And I do like that thought process because someone gets hurt.
Yeah.
Every year, there are people that are needed that are never thought of being needed.
Yeah, and there's guys that get released from other teams who maybe would work good on our team.
Who was it last year that got pulled up that got traded? It was a young guy. It wasn't Jackson Wolf, but that was him a couple years ago that got put in that position. Young guy got pulled up, got a little rocked early, and got traded.
Yeah, and then we got him back.
Yeah, I got Wolf back, but the other guy we traded, I can't remember who it was last year. It was a young guy. Last year? Yeah,
he came up. For the Marlins? For Hoeing? That deal?
Was it? I just can't remember what his name was. Why is that blinking to me?
I don't know. Maybe it wasn't. I'm trying to think who was young. First of all, it was like Alec Jacob, but I think he's on our team
still. Yep. He's a.
Alec Jacob,
huh? Yeah, I think he made
the. He's team a reliever too. And he is actually making the roster. Yeah, he's
been funky. Those sidearm. Yeah, underarm. Does that. I'm trying to think who could have been. Oh, it was. Wasn't it early in the season when we had Paulie and that guy? Snelling? Are you thinking of Snelling?
Was it Snelling? We didn't pull him up.
You didn't pull him up, but
no, we pulled. We pulled him up early and then traded him. I can't remember who it was though.
I mean, Snelling did get traded.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. doesn't really matter.
Not answering the trivia question, right?
Yeah, who was the Padres' fifth starter last year?
It was like 800.
I think. Yeah, I know, but can you name all 800?
I don't remember. Once a guy leaves the organization, he's out the window for me. I don't remember his name, except Ryan Weathers.
Ryan Weathers.
Yeah, Ryan Weathers.
Was on the pod.
Dog. How's he doing? Dog.
Love number Ryan Weathers. Starter. We'll forever love Ryan Weathers.
Miami. Miami. Yep.
I can't find him.
Can't find him.
Adam Mazur. Mazur. That was his name.
Wow. Just found him just like that.
Yeah. He was in that trade, wasn't he? Or no, he's on the Indians now. Or the Guardians, sorry.
Let me try to find what he's doing now. I
think he was in that trade. For Tanner Scott. Could be wrong, but also think he was on the Guardians for some reason.
Miami.
Yeah, Miami.
So yeah, it must have been the Scott deal. So yeah, he didn't have a great time as our fifth starter.
Nope.
I'm glad I figured that one out.
I think I went to a game and he's on a Sunday and he started and he got fucking shell shocked.
Really?
It was like 8-0.
Oh, early. that always hurts. Another shout out to the guys who are no longer Padres who had good years last year. Kyle Higashioka, that one hurts. Oh, Donovan Solano, love Donnie Barrels. Also didn't re-sign David Peralta, who had a pretty decent year last year.
Higashioka hurts. That one hurts.
See ya. Higashioka had
career years here.
Yeah.
I don't expect them to do that again or even better.
They usually don't.
Yeah.
Like, what did Gary Sanchez do last year?
Doo-doo.
Nothing. What did he do with the Padres? He had 20 homers in, like, a month.
10 games. That's like my road show guy. Fucking rakes.
Fucking rakes.
So, yeah, so far, Juan Nunez was returned. Ron Marciano was sent down. Stephen Kolek sent down. Connor Joe sent down. Luis Campizano sent down. Tirso Ornelas sent down. Mason McCoy sent down.
Our AAA team's kind of nasty.
Gavin Sheets selected contract from minor, so he has made the roster. You have Luis Rice, Fernando Tatis, Jackson Merrill, Manny Machado, Jake Cronenworth, Xander Bogaerts, Gavin Sheets, Jason Hayward, Elias Diaz. Your bench looks like Martin Maldonado, Yuli Gurriel, Jose Iglesias, Brandon Lockridge. You're starting rotation so far. Fast. Lockridge, very fast. Michael King, Dylan Cease, Kyle Hart, Pavetta, Vasquez.
Pavetta, we'll never forget his name, never.
Swap Hart and Vasquez per Trevor. Then you have your closer, Suarez. You have your two setup guys, Jason Adam, Jeremiah Estrada. You have your Adrian Morejon, Yuki Matsui, Alec Jacob, Wani Peralta, and then you have Logan Gillespie.
Fucking dog.
Matsui still on the team?
Start the year, you have Yu Darvish, who's injured, Joe Musgrove, who you won't see this season, and Matt Waldron, who is also injured. You have Johnny Brito, Brian Hoeing, and Sean Reynolds also will all start the year on the IL. Then you also cannot forget Trevor, Jay Groom suspended for the first 80 games of the season for gambling on baseball.
Nice. So him and Julio Urias get the same suspension. Cool.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Gambling and domestic violence.
Beating your wife / girlfriend.
I believe lead to the same suspension.
That's crazy.
That makes sense.
Good
shit, MLB.
Good shit.
Yeah. You got some prospects like Luis Campizano in AAA.
Yeah. what is that synonym for a old prospect?
Shitty? Quadruple A.
Yeah, shitty.
Washed out.
He is not a AAA-er or he's not a major leaguer. He belongs in quadruple A.
So after hearing
he belongs in the live league.
After hearing that roster, how many wins, how many losses?
We're winning the division.
80 wins.
Shane's throwing out
90 wins.
We're winning the division.
The division? You think the Dodgers just choke it? Fall asleep for a little?
I just think we win at 162.
You think overall?
I think there's too much hype about this team being the best team ever assembled that not something doesn't click.
Something doesn't feel right.
Something just doesn't click. Maybe Ohtani doesn't do good. That's the best part about baseball. Is you got to play 162 games no matter what.
It's 162 game season. The Dodgers are already starting with Mookie Betts down 18 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, weird. Not too sure what's going on there.
Hard to gain the shit back during season two.
Yeah, very.
No, you're just fucking on the grind.
You're just practicing, playing, you know, sleeping. All
the muscle that you built over the offseason tends to diminish.
Yeah. So you'll get fatter, then you get hurt more. Correct. Stuff like that happens.
And then you didn't even lose weight the good way.
Yeah, you lost in the bad way.
Yeah.
And
then he maybe an oblique gets teared now, unfortunately.
Before we end this podcast, can each of you give me your team MVP and your who to watch out for this season?
Go ahead, Roman.
Team MVP, the person who Shenny thinks that I said is off the team, Luis Arias. I think his single machine is what what benefits this team the most. His consistency is a fire, lights a fire to this team, and I think he wins the MVP of this team. And somebody to watch out for. I'm going to have to say Manny Machado.
Oh, yeah. Watch out for Manny.
I think that people sleep on him every single year. They always say that he is, a hot player, you know, has hot times. Sometimes he's cold, sometimes he's hot. But I think he has a great season this year. Not a lot of hype around his name. I think that's what he likes. 35 bombs this year.
Yeah.
Look it.
Hell yeah. Watch out for Manny. My turn?
Yeah, go ahead.
Team MVP is going to be Jackson Merrill. And someone to watch out for is Nick Pivetta. Jackson Merrill is going to win team MVP because he's going to have an even better year than he did last year. And last year was an unreal year for a rookie. Haven't seen anything like that from a young buck in San Diego since Tatis. So... I think he's just going to turn it up one more notch and get this team ready for the postseason again. Nick Pivetta, I just think something's going to click for him pitching in a pitcher's ballpark. Better defense, better team overall than he's been on in the past.
Hopefully, yeah, I mean, pitching in Petco is going to be so much different than the Green Monster and Fenway.
Yeah, and he pitched in Philly too, and the ball kind of flies there a little bit.
I love both of those.
Yeah, I think he's a ground ball strikeout guy, or he's not a ground ball guy. He's a strikeout pitcher, high walks, high strikeout. Works for me.
Mr. Bob.
My turn. Obviously, team MVP, Fernando Tatis, MVP of the year, MVP of the season. I think that's going to be a clear-cut race this year. Fernando's going to come in fully healthy, have the best season of his career that leads to the Padres what? Division
champions.
Okay, I like what Shinny's thinking. I'm plugging two and two together. Fernando Tatis, division championships. You're going to need a solid pen.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Alec Jacob. Alec Jacob goes up there and throws absolute wiffle balls.
Wiffle balls.
Wiffle balls. He has a weird sidearm throw. You've probably seen him. If you're a Padre grinder, you watch 162. He has a couple appearances here and there. He's a grinder. He throws wacky, but it is awesome. And I think he's going to end up being, because if push comes to shove, Suarez, with the reports coming out that his fastball has dropped 2.1 since the last regular season.
Yep.
I don't think he'll be effective closer anymore.
He shouldn't be a closer. He should be a reliever.
I could see Preller having a crazy before opening day move that trades him, Iggy, and somebody else to go get somebody. But if push comes to shove, I think Alec could step into one of those late inning roles because of how wacky, weird, and frisbee like fastballs and sliders, sweepers that he throws. It's ugly junk, and he just generates so many whiffs with it.
Fuck yeah.
Love it.
He's a beast.
Beast. Does this team win more games or less games than last year's squad?
I mean, to back up my prediction, I'd have to say more, but that's going to be hard.
AJ Preller broke his streak of not ever winning 90. Can he win 100? With this roster, where it's at right now?
Yes. Because everyone hates it and it looks like shit, I say yes. Fuck it.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either. I don't think the Padres have ever won 100, ever.
100 wins this
year. I don't think the Padres win 100.
They've won 98 twice.
Yeah.
100, book it. 100.
I'll say they win 90 games, make playoffs, and it's going to be a battle again in the playoffs.
I hope anything happens. 162.
162, no?
No, just 162.
162.
100.
Got it.
And 62.
Got it.
Yeah.
I didn't get it, but I got it.
Yeah, that would just be awesome. Haters can just zip. Oh, AJ Preller can't win 90 games. Shut the fuck up.
I'd rather have 162 and win, lose the World Series or lose the championship.
No, I will be 69 and fucking 90.
And win the
World Series. I don't care. 72 and 90. I don't care.
Deal.
That wins the division. If that gets a wild card, I don't care what record is. We're going to be 82,
81, and 81.
As long as we get in, anything can happen.
I definitely think we make playoffs. This is a playoff caliber team. Yeah. Is it a World Series team? We will find out.
Yes.
Is it a deep playoff team? We will find out. It's all going to start Thursday.
Tomorrow.
1 o'clock.
See you there.
Be there, be square. I will not be there, so I'm square. I'm just saying.
Also, but I'll be watching.
Cannot wait. Love the Padres. Love you guys. Padres, thanks for listening. Anything before we get out of here? Any predictions? Anything you want to say?
Dodgers win the World Series or the Yankees?
Tatis bomb opening day.
Love you guys.